I was talking to Big Fatty because we were talking about the big run and about that I should do a segment about the deaf guy because he's like fodder for comedy.
Uh-huh.
In that conversation on the phone, he was telling me that he is intending to strap Wes into the sling.
Uh-huh.
Oh dear Lord, he's taking the sling. The swing, the hammock.
I don't know what's going on. I think Wes is going to go stay with Big Fatty, right? I think that was the plan. He's going to go stay there. So I actually was thinking the other day that I might do the drive from Orlando to New York to move some of my stuff that I have in storage down there. I thought, well, I could stay with Big Fatty. And then I was like, oh no.
Have you seen the sling?
No, I haven't, but I can imagine how the leather smells.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I thought, well, I could stay with Big Fatty, and then I was like, oh no.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 22 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of September 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I'm going someplace I haven't been in a while. We're heading down into the Fat Cave because Big Fatty has got some quiz programs that he needs to be talking to you about. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a quiz program! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Tuesday was a good day at the coal mine. Big Fatty got a couple little projects taken care of. And, Lord. Y'all, today, the 16th hump day, Miss Kitty is hopping on a jet plane. Don't know when he's going to be back again. Well, I do. He's going to be back on the 22nd. But, y'all, he's going up there to the Massachusetts. Now, I don't know that he is going up to see the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, although I believe he has unsubscribed since we hadn't heard from him in, y'all, in a month of Sundays. Hadn't heard from him in more than a month of Sundays. And if you would like to hear more from the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, you can send a little card to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365, or you can call the BFO voice letter number. Y'all, there are no voice letters in the queue. 206-337-1438, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But, y'all, I heard, you know, I was all worried about those creamsicles in the football game last night, or Monday night. And, y'all, I heard from Tom from up there in the Chicago, so he, Tom and Terry, he was writing me from one of their places up there. And, y'all, the patron saint of the BFO, he is up there in the Chicago's also. And but I don't know that he'll get to meet Tom and Terry, but he might. I don't know. I know he's meeting Miss Lauren. But Tom says to Big Fatty in an e-letter, he says, Big Fatty, my sources tell me that the orange uniforms were to commemorate the 40th anniversarium of Monday Night Football. Y'all had no idea Monday Night Football had been on for 40 years. And that's why they that's what they wore in the early years of Big Fatty, I guess. Y'all, I had no idea that referees ever wore anything other than the zebra outfits. But y'all, it's disconcerting. But Tom, thank you for getting back to me on that with that kind of loose information. Y'all, speaking of loose things, I heard from the Raging Cajun down there in the Nolans, and y'all, he's chewing Big Fatty an asshole. He is. He's probably going to stick some kind of filet gumbo up in it or something. And yet he says, yes, Big Fatty, I have to agree with some of your callers that holding that phone message from Jeremiah was a WTF. And, y'all, I don't think that has anything to do with the 9/11 attacks of 2001. And, y'all, he did send me some words to eat by, and these are by Jim Davis, who is the creator of Garfield. And y'all, Big Fatty, you know Big Fatty does not care for the kitties. And y'all, I really fucking hate Garfield. I hate him! But he says, nothing spoils lunch any quicker than a rogue meatball rampaging through your spaghetti. Had no idea. Y'all, have you ever had a rogue meatball? Don't know. just don't know. Now, y'all, I've gotten a couple of Twitter requests, and I don't know who these people are. I'm going to run through these names. If I don't hear by the end of the week, I'm denying them. I'm just going to hit the deny button because I've waited quite a while on some of them. But the latest one to come in was from Super Sab in Seattle. And Super Sab, I don't know who you are. Photography is art. Don't know who you are. Ujjwal Mukherjee. Ujjwal Mukherjee. Ujjwalmukherjee. How else would you say it but Ujjwal Mukherjee? Don't know who that is. Goddess. Don't know who Goddess is. Genevieve Taylor and Thirsty Jerk Int. I think that's Thirsty Jerk Entertainment. But, y'all, I'm not approving them. I'm going to decline them by the end of the week if I don't hear from those people. So, and y'all, if you would like to follow Big Twatty on... Big Twatty. Oh, dear God. Big Twatty. Big Jesus Christ. Big Fatty on the Twitter. You can just send me a request over there on the Twitty. Yeah, it's the Big Fatty. It's the Big Fatty. The Big Fatty. Y'all, I got my soda stream today. Haven't put it together yet, so I'll let you know later on how that goes. And I'm going to hang on to the bottle of Tanqueray until I can get my tonic water made. So, now, I've got a very special Memory Lane music for you today. And you'll understand that later on when I play the Memory Lane music. But y'all, right now, I am going to head down into the Fat Cave because y'all, Big Fatty needs to talk about some quiz programs.
Another groovy day in Gotham City. And everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty online. The Fat Cave. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. The Fat Cave. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online. Now, y'all, that is correct. Tuesday night was the finale, and that's F-I-N-A-L-E with the slash over it, the finale of the Big Brother. And, y'all, it is the summer. It's the runaway summer hit. Well, by the way, I've had a gentleman caller, and so I'm recording a little bit later than normal, and, you know, sometimes Big Fatty gets a little congested from the poppers. So, anyway. Big Fatty does not know who has won the Big Brother, because I haven't seen it yet. But my prediction is going to be that it is going to be Kevin. And if it's not Kevin, then my second prediction is going to be, what is the blondie's name? I should know that. Jordan. But that Natalie better not win. And y'all, there goes the neighborhood. Big Fatty didn't give a shit who won that. And, in fact, I don't even know who won. So, but it ended, on Sunday night, y'all. But the big thing that I need to tell you about is that tonight, Wednesday night, is the season finale of the Big Balls, y'all. It's your last chance to see the Big Balls in prime time. So get out your VRCs and get them set. And that comes on at 8 Eastern. And as we all know, Eastern time zone is the only time zone that really matters. But now on Thursday night, y'all, the Survivors kicks off. And y'all, this is Survivor Samoa. And y'all, you know those big old Samoan women used to attack that Bob Barker up there on the Price is Right? The big fat women, they'd attack him. And he'd run for the hills when those big Samoan women would come after him. But y'all, on this season of The Survivor, they are saying that they have got Survivor's biggest villain on this season, and it is Russell. And he begins crafting alliances with the girls on the island, none of which he plans to keep. And y'all, they show him drinking all the water from his tribe. And y'all, I believe this is the man that says that that he lost everything in Hurricane Katrina. And y'all, he didn't. So he's just a liar. He's a liar. He lies! He lies! Okay. Y'all, but I want to review the men's that are going to be on this, because y'all, there are some that are quite attractive. The first one is Ben Browning, and he is, y'all, a lot of these are from the Los Angeles, California. Face of the Sun, it doesn't specifically say that they are from the Woodland Hills, but it's close enough to the Face of the Sun, so y'all, but they look kind of pasty. Quite honestly, they look a little pasty. But Ben is single, and he is age 28. And then, y'all, and all of this is over at the CBS.com. You can go over there and take a look at the pictures of him. Then there is Brett, and Brett's a little cutie pie. And, y'all, he makes his own T-shirt. He runs his own T-shirt company. And he also lives on the Face of the Sun, and he is 23 years old. And, y'all, his hair's a little wispy. It's just a little wispy, but, you know, unlike some people, at least he has hair. And speaking of people that do not have hair, Dave, who is a biographer, he is also from the Face of the Sun, and he is 38 years old. And but y'all, he's kind of bald on the top, and I think he's got a ponytail. And y'all, that it's not right. You shouldn't do that. Eric is a he's not a biographer. This is his biography. Oh, Big Friday, you dumbass. He is from the Ontario, California, which is halfway between the Face of the Sun and Palm Springs. And he is a bartender out there. And, y'all, he's a cutie patootie. He's 28. And then there is Jason. And, y'all, I believe this may be the gay one because he spells it J-A-I-S-O-N. And, y'all, he is a... age 28, from the Chicago, Illinois. He's a law student up there. I don't know if Rob Nelson Lindley McGoo, the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, or that John Michael Hunt, John Michaels, know him, or the P&S boys. Maybe he'll run into to the patron saint while he's up there, or Miss Lala Lauren. And y'all, then there's John, and John is a cutie patootie also. He is 25. He is also from the Face of the Sun, Los Angeles, California. And y'all, he is a rocket scientist. And who knew that you needed a rocket scientist on the Survivor Samoa? Y'all, the next of the men's is Mick, and he is 33. He's an old one of the older contestants, I guess. And he also, from the Face of the Sun, he's a doctor, y'all. And looks like the doctor of pants off as far as Big Fatty is concerned, because he's nice looking. Y'all, then we have Mike, and Mike is from Marina Del Rey, California. I'm not quite sure where that is, but he's a personal chef. And y'all, he is ancient. He's 62 years old, almost as old as someone who does a podcast from the Face of the Sun, whose name I will not mention. Then, other than Mike, we have Russell. Y'all, we got two Russells, so it's already going to be fucked up. There's already two Russells. That means it's going to be fucked up. And this is the mean Russell. And y'all, he's from Dayton, Texas. He's an oil company owner, and he's 36 years old, and he's a huge Survivor fan, y'all. And all I can say is, you know, maybe Bjorn knows him, but, you know, Bjorn has unsubscribed, so we'll never know. And Perfetti, I don't even mention his name anymore because I know he's unsubscribed. The other Russell is 42 years old, and he is from Glenside, Pennsylvania. He's an attorney at law, y'all. So if they have any court cases out there on the Samoan Islands, he'll be right there to represent whomever. So those are the men's. Y'all have got 20 people. 20 people on the Survivor this year. And, y'all, it starts Thursday night. It starts this Thursday night. So just get ready for that. And, y'all, the big run, it is beginning soon also. And I'm going to go over those contestants at a later date. But the big run premieres. When does the big run premiere? Black Friday, when does it premiere? We need you to tell us. Premieres on Sunday the 27th. So you got another week or so before that. But we'll tell you more about that. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from you today, I would like to play this very appropriate Memory Lane music. Y'all, your clue for today's Memory Lane music is Charleston and Death Panel. Now, y'all, this one is a little bit of a, Burke Friday, you're switching it up on us here. Y'all, this was from a mini-series. It's the music from the mini-series North and South. And it was an American television mini-series set before, during, and immediately after the American Civil War. It was based on the 1980s trilogy of novels, North and South, by John Jakes, and follows its general storyline, despite some deviations. Now, the three series were produced in 1985, 86, and 94, and followed the novels quite closely, although there are considerable differences in Book 2. All three of the series aired on ABC. And y'all, the reason that I'm playing this today is because... you probably thought you was going to get through a BFO without a belch, but you didn't. Because one of the main characters in North and South, which was filmed partly in Charleston, was Patrick Swayze, who played Ori Maine, and James Reed played George Hazard. And y'all, it was really a very good miniseries. And anyway, I'm playing that today because old Mr. Dirty Dancing himself, or should I say Dirty Dancing himself, Patrick Swayze has gone to see that ghost Whoopi Goldberg ghost up in the sky, y'all, and. You know, despite Kanye West wanting to take away his time, saying that Michael Jackson had a much better death this year than Patrick Swayze did. But anyway, y'all, that's just terrible. Oh, Big Fatty, that's just terrible. But let us listen to the music, Big Fatty. This is fancy music. Oh, Lord, poor Big Fatty, you didn't let us... Big Fatty, you didn't let us listen to the damn music hardly at all. Now, y'all, I believe all of my new shows are in the TiVo, except for the Flash Forward, but I was told by Larry Klaw that that is indeed available. And, y'all, I was also given a verbal spanking by David That Blue Jeans Guy, who says that Glee is fabulous. Just fabulous. And, y'all, I'm not sure I agree with that. But, but I'm in good company if I disagree with that, because Miss West, not so much, and the patron saint, not so much. But y'all, the jury is still out until I hear from that English John, and he'll tell me.
I thought, well, I could stay with Big Fatty, and then I was like, oh no.
It doesn't sound like he likes it either. Okay. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.